Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, I'm Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show that you're going to be listening to now, the Kids for Love project and radio show. And we're just really excited about going into the new year with all exciting shows. If anyone would like to learn more about us, you just go to Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7 radio. And this is a live Dream Vision 7 broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. You can hear the Love by Intuition show here at 9 p.m. on Sunday evenings, as well as on our own syndicated station Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, we always have an amazing show, but I connected with Dr. Seema not too long ago, and it was through David Hoffmeister, who is now one of our evolutionary voices for the Quantum Age host. So check that out. Dr. Seema Kanaya is actually a pediatrician, a life coach, and has numerous certifications like Reiki, Qigong, and a number of others. And she's coming on board to talk about her coaching, which is coaching for inner peace and all kinds of things. And we want to bring her right in. So welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you here with me in this space, Dr. Seema.
Thank you so much, Deborah. It's really my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, and you know what? There isn't any mistakes. There's a purpose that we connected, and there's always a nugget of wisdom in there, and we learn from each other. So without further ado, I'd love to ask you how you awakened. What woke you up that you realized that there's a higher purpose and there's work to be done to make a difference in the world?
Yeah, wow. You know, I'd have to say that there were many, many moments, but the earliest that I can remember was I was with my family on a visit to India, which is where I'm originally from, and I remember that year it was the summer between my junior and senior year of college, and I was kind of very focused. You know, I was in one of these very academically rigorous programs and very career oriented and all of that, like college applications and all that. And my parents said, okay, you know, we're going to go to India. And I really didn't want to go, but what can you do as a teenager? You have to do what your parents are telling you to do. So we went, and we went on this pilgrimage. Again, not something I had any desire to do, but it was just one of those things. And I remember complaining all the way, like I had no spiritual aspirations or any, nothing like that. But it was a pilgrimage to the goddess that is called Vaishna Devi, which is from where I'm from, India, like a pilgrimage for this goddess. And something happened. We were waiting online, and it was unbearably hot. You know, it was summertime in India. But literally, you have to wait, and then you walk into this. It's sort of like a cave, and there's a lot of mythology around it. I couldn't really tell you what I saw. There was all these things about what that shrine means and all the significances. I just remember what I felt. Like, I walked in, and my mind just became completely quiet. Like, it had never been that quiet. And I feel like I walked in and I came out a different person. Like, something started happening. And when I came back to the States, I just started to open up to studying about India and the Bhagavad Gita, like one of our scriptures, and my first meditation teacher, and things, you know, I read Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha, I took a class in metaphysics, things just kind of started to, unravel or open for me. And I went into medical school, but that moment really changed me because it opened me to this idea of this inner journey. Like there was something I experienced here that was, I can't explain it, but I felt it. And it was not something that I made happen. It just happened. And yet it felt so natural. Like it felt so home. Like this is home. So I guess that is what really kind of inspired me to look at healing. Like I just had a lot of questions. Like I wanted to understand what that was. And I somehow felt that was connected to healing, but I didn't know how. You know, I didn't know how that came about.
Hmm. Isn't it fascinating when that happens? And it sounds like it happened to you as a younger girl because you just mentioned early on that you were a teenager. So it just feels like you connected with the light at some level. And then what happens is we become so curious and ask so many questions and learn from there. When you think back, is there one thing that really made a difference in your life to choose going into medicine?
It's funny that you would ask that because I feel that I really would have to say there's more than one thing in my family. My great-grandfather, grandfather all practiced a form of Indian herbal medicine called Unani medicine, which is a lot like Ayurvedic, but somewhat of different origins. And there's homeopaths in the family. So there was traditions of healing, like that was always around me. And then I think coming, you know, I'd also have to say being a first-generation immigrant, there was kind of that pressure to do, you know, to choose a career that was more, quote-unquote, stable and honorable and all of that. So I think that was there, too. And somehow I feel like, you know, we'd like to say it's one thing, but in my experiences, usually there's like a constellation of events, if you will, and they all sort of come together. You can say it forms your destiny or it's a path that, you know, you've chosen to take for your own healing. But I think it was those elements, this family kind of already, you know, interest in it. And then sort of this personal thing came about later, you know, this desire to integrate that and sort of bring it together. Yeah.
Yeah. So you did pediatrics for a while, and now you're focusing on life coaching. And you wanted to speak to this time of year where there's a lot of joy during the season. However, there are a lot of people that struggle with this time of year, both physically and emotionally. So speak to that, and then we'll get into, you know, your five steps there that really can make someone's life different.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I think I relate to what some people might be experiencing because I grew up in the West, meaning I grew up mostly in New York City, but my extended family always was in India. So when we would have holidays, there was celebration, but then there was always some part that was missing because everyone couldn't be there or certain events would happen and we couldn't get to India. So there was always that sense of, you know, longing for that community. So I think in the holidays, I know I have some clients, like they might have lost a job or sometimes someone, recently this young woman I was talking to, she lost her mom about a month ago, and now, you know, there are going to be holidays with that person not being present, or someone could have a relationship challenge going through a separation or a divorce. So at a time when everyone is celebrating and, you know, people are getting together and gathering, when you don't have that, what others seem to be having in their circle, it can be very painful. It can really be really difficult. And, you know, it's hard because, you know, we mean well, but sometimes we're so busy, so we ask someone how they're doing. And, you know, we say, you say it's fine when it's not really fine because, you know, we're busy. And so that emotion, that of whatever it is, whether it's sadness or loss, it affects you. And we know from a healing sense, you know, I know from all the research, you know, all of these things are connected. So the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, all of it, but it's also our emotional life, the mind. And so I think the holidays, it's not that those things, feelings weren't there. I just think they accentuate it because there's this stark contrast. Like if you've lost something and outside you go out and it's light and bright, you know, it's almost like it could create emotions of anger or feeling kind of frustrated or, you know, what do I do with what I'm feeling when everyone seems to be doing their thing of celebration? So in that context, I think that journey of, you know, peace, of joy becomes even more important and at the same time can be more difficult to navigate.
Absolutely. And so with your coaching for inner peace, there's a systematic way of helping all of us because I have to say, I don't think there's a soul on this earth that hasn't experienced a tragedy, you know, the loss of a job, the loss of a parent or a child or someone in their family, divorce. I mean, everyone, it seems, has experienced something that can hold, have a heaviness. And that's part of the journey of healing within is running to it instead of running away. But during the season of joy and holidays, it can get even heavier because of the experience. And from what I've learned, you know, once you have come to peace with that experience, it becomes a gift and you become wiser and can help others. So tell us about the work that you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's beautiful what you said, because it reminded me of that famous story from the Buddha where a woman has lost her child and, you know, goes to the Buddha and the Buddha says, okay, I can help you. I can help you. You know, the child is actually, he's died, but the Buddha says, I can help you, but I need you to go find me a mustard seed, you know, for herbs. And the woman is like, yes, I'm going to go and do this, the mother. And he says, wait, no, the mustard seed must come from a home where there's been no grief or no loss. And so the woman goes to all of the homes, and of course, there's no home. You know, just what you said, there's no home where that hasn't happened. And I think just that, knowing that, like just what you expressed, starts to open us up, right? Because we start to feel like, well, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. So for me, I think when we're facing profound grief or loss or that sense, just inviting someone in to be with you, I think, is healing, just that. So I feel when I start to work with someone, there's something powerful that happens just in the joining, that we're coming together for this purpose of healing. And that's really the first step where we start to say, this experience, whatever it is, you know, whatever loss, whatever it looks like, and it could even be something that's many years old and you're feeling it at the holidays, it's okay. We're not trying to say you should feel, you know, different. So we start with that place of, yeah, we start with that place of just acceptance. And the first step, we say it's commitment, but we look at commitment as a willingness. You know, I draw a lot from many different spiritual traditions, one of the Course in Miracles, and it's just that willingness that we're going to allow this to be what it is, but we're going to give it a different purpose, which is that now the two of us, we're joining together for a purpose of healing. So that almost starts to kind of prime the pump a bit. You know, it starts to a lot of people, when I work with them, and I'll say, okay, I want you to write like a commitment letter, and and they'll get very scared, like, oh no, what does that mean, commitment? And, you know, it's a heavy word, you know, like, what am I committed to? And really, it's really a willingness that I am willing to be honest with whatever I'm feeling, whatever is there. I'm not going to suppress it. I'm going to let it come up, but not to, you know, not to kind of sink with it, but to really, like you said, you know, rise above it or kind of go through it, not avoid it, but go through it with right. the intention that it's going to be my teacher, that it's here now. And so this experience, so I don't even have to know what it's going to teach me. Like, that's the other thing. Then we feel like, oh, yeah, we should figure it out. But it's not an intellectual process. It's more, I mean, the system's, okay, systematic. But it's really like saying, okay, we're going to give this the purpose of healing, and we're going to be willing to learn. So that's like the first step. And even that, for many, many of the clients I work with, even after the first step, they start feeling better just from that.
Right. Because, and once you open up and start the journey, you always go forward. And there's some ebbs with the flow, but it's all part of why we're here on Earth. And when I think when we realize that we're here to learn and grow our souls and expand, and as you know, you resonate in love, which is one of the things that connected us. Then, you know, you start to feel whole, and you start to feel that there's a purpose to why, you know, what you're doing, per se.
Yeah, absolutely. I was listening to your introduction and the whole love by intuition and opening to love, and that's really it. So once we set that purpose that we're going to allow this to heal, so the next part is clearing, and the clearing is that, I think this was in your introduction, that we already are this essence. We already are love. But obviously, right. there's something in between. There's something in the way. And so we're coming together to look at that and clear it away. Like, you know, I often use the analogy, you've got a house, a certain corner, a certain room you just haven't, you know, looked at for a while. So you need to open it, you need to see what's there, and you need to clear it. And so it's kind of in our mind. We have these chambers, so to speak, that just have accumulated, and we're afraid. So like you said, we're avoiding it. But now it's like, you know, you open the windows, you're letting the sun in, and you're clearing it. And so then that leads to the third step, which is really just that connection to the space of love, you know, to that space of wisdom. And so sometimes... you referenced David Hoffmeister, and David helped me really learn this idea of the spiritual bypass, that we can call it spiritual bypass or intellectual bypass. But sometimes, you know, on a journey, we want to just get to the love, right? We just want to get there. But we can't, like, we can't sort of trick ourselves into it. It's got to be authentic. And that part can be scary. So that's where having the community, having that joining, I think. I've had so many amazing teachers be there for me. I couldn't have done it on my own. So that allows us to get to more of that connected place, which is our goal. But like I said, I feel like for it to be authentic, we don't want to bypass anything. No, we want
right.
to go through,
the
darkness.
Do you feel that, you know, I'll use myself for example, you know, there was a time when I thought, well, I'm going to get there, I'm going to be there, and I'll be everything that I hope to be, and I'm talking in the growth, the soul growth, and yet we're always, you know, years later, we're always growing and evolving and clearing, and it's okay. It's all okay. It's all part of the journey. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel that it's very, you know, you have to be very humble on this journey. You know?
Yes, yes.
You really have to be very humble. And I feel like you become this child again and again and again, and it takes a lot of willingness. It takes a lot of willingness to... Yeah, not to put yourself in any kind of box. Like, even a box of a teacher, right? Or a box of, you know, I know this. Because the minute that you do that, you really block your own, you know, like you said, evolution. You block it. So absolutely, I think it's. I feel like as long as I'm in a physical body, I'm going to be learning. That's how I feel. So absolutely.
Yes, and that's how I feel as well. And it's all good. It's all good. And you learn that as you go along. Well, we're going to be coming up on a break, and I want to give out your information. It's coachingforinnerpeace.org. And remember, org versus com. Coaching for Inner Peace, all one word, .org. Also, we'd love to have you give us a call and ask Dr. Seema a question or two. Brad is in the house, and our numbers here at 1510 are 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. Don't be shy. Again, 617-237-1234 or 866. It just went out of my head. 866-933. Well, anyway, it'll come and I'll give them out again. Isn't that fascinating? I'm in the moment and it just went right out. So everyone, stay with us. We'll be back more with Dr. Seema and we'll go to a break.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra Laval, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. And to give the numbers out again, that the memory kicked in, toll-free is 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234. And it can be any question for Dr. Seema, who is our special guest this evening, Dr. Seema Kaneja. And she's in New York. She is a pediatrician as well as owner of CoachingForInnerPeace.org. This show that you're listening to, if you want to share with your friends, will be broadcast on our own syndicated station this coming Tuesday and Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And while you're there, it's Dream Visions, all one word, with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook. We have monthly drawings for 2 books. All the time, from we promote authors, all kinds of super duper things. And speaking of websites, I wanted to have Seema, Dr. Seema, talk to us about what's on her site. You can go there. So go right ahead, Dr. Seema. I want to just say Seema. It has a ring to it.
Yes, that's fine. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. Yeah, so CoachingForInnerPeace.org. It's a nonprofit educational organization, and our website is dedicated to providing tools to support those that are on a path looking for inner peace, which, as you said, most of us are. But especially if you're facing any kind of health challenge, emotional or physical, any sort of parenting concern, any kind of life-altering event, such as an illness or even just the loss of a job or relationship or divorce, grief, any of that, we feel that can really be a moment where, in some ways, it's very challenging, but sometimes the mind is, you're very open, and you can really, make a shift, a powerful shift, so that things come together in a different way. So to support that, we have many interviews of others who might have faced this journey, similar challenges, or other teachers with experience in this area. We have lots of podcasts.
We have videos to inspire you. We have movies. We have lots of movies, you know, with them written up to support you in different aspects of the journey. Music. We have guided meditations. There's a parenting resources. There's a lot of stuff drawn from A Course in Miracles. And also something called Attitudinal Healing, which is the work of Dr. Gerald Jampolsky, a psychiatrist who's also worked with A Course in Miracles. And also we have an online learning academy called Shanti Academy. You can access it right from our coachingforinnerpeace.org. And there are free resources there. There's a parenting course. There's also a course called Moving from Fear to Love. And all of those walk you through the steps that Deborah and I have been talking about. So, and also I do one-on-one coaching as well. So,
yes. Yeah. Wow, it's full. Full of everything that one would need to move through their journey.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, that's my desire, that, you know, inner peace is a birthright. It's not a luxury. I think everyone needs inner peace. And it's such a big part of our journey towards health and wholeness, as we know. So, yeah.
Right. And when we're holding that inner peace, that's how we expand on the frequencies that are out, the energies, the frequencies out there in the universe. You know, I've been saying for a while now, you know, those of us that want peace, if we're not feeling peaceful within, how can we bring peace to the world? So we need to do the work within and resonate in that peace and love for things to change universally.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's felt. It's felt by every soul can feel it. They may not realize it, but they can feel it. So yeah. Let's get back. Before the break, you were talking the third step was connection. And elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah. So connection, once we've done the clearing, we've talked about, I want to back up a little bit. So I think one of the things that happens is, like Deborah, you were saying, there's an outer experience of a life challenge, and we can get lost in that. We can get lost in, you know, if it's doctors or what I should do or what I should not do or appointments, or if you've lost a job, then I have to find something. And so that has to happen. We're not saying, you know, don't do that. But there's this inner journey, and that's really, you know, of the mind, of our emotions, of our thoughts, our desires. And many of us, you know, we're not skilled in that. It's not something we learn in grade school. So there's a whole thing that can happen, you know, once we do step-by-step looking at that. Then we can connect, and what are we connecting to? We're really connecting to that place of intuition, like your show is Love by Intuition. So that intuitive wisdom, that inner guide, that can really direct us. And so that when we come from that space, the actions we take emerge from peace. So we're not frenetic. We're not just moving here, moving there, doing this, doing that. And so we look very busy, but it's kind of frenetic busy. It's not a guided, inspired, more productive. So that connection we offer, you know, there's meditations you can do. There's journaling. Sometimes it can be watching the music. Music is very healing. It can be a movie. So there's many different ways. I also try to connect it to science, that science shows that we're building new pathways. So if we have a habit of doing a certain thing a certain way, by becoming aware, by becoming mindful and choosing, making a different decision, you know, we establish new things. And obviously connection is like just what you and I are doing, connecting and sharing and how we connected. So there's the social connection piece. So connection includes all of that.
Yeah, which is a beautiful thing. And now with a perfect segue into creation, because that activity and connection is creativity.
Absolutely. Creativity is so important. Absolutely, yeah. And it's beautiful how, like, that's exactly how I feel. The steps just naturally fall into it because when you connect, you get inspired. And the inspiration could be as simple as cooking food a different way,
or perhaps clearing a corner in your room, or perhaps painting or drawing or playing with your children or writing a letter. So absolutely, I find when I work with people who are chronically ill, if you really talk to them, one of the things that they've let go of is joy, what brings them joy, their creativity. And right. that is really something that's so important to bring back, because once that's there, it's almost like you have your purpose is reignited. And so the body can heal because it's a purpose. You have a purpose. I want to do this. This gives me joy. And so then the energy comes, as opposed to like, okay, I got to wait for the energy, because it never comes. You know, when we're waiting, right. it usually doesn't come. So absolutely, the creativity is so key to healing.
Yeah. So now when someone is chronically ill, and I, you know, because many of us have experienced times where you're pulled right into that energy, and it's hard, you almost become the illness, and it's learning to not let it overtake you and identify you by it. So what are some of the things that you have, like if you've had a client that you're trying to bring them to the creativity, what are some of the things they can do to enhance more of the creativity versus being in the illness?
Yeah. So I work with clients sometimes. Let's say they're facing depression, or you know, their anxiety, or they're going through a one woman I know, she's going through this difficult divorce, and she's going to be a single mom. So we really look, I really listen to everyone, and it's interesting. We each have the answers. We just need to slow down and stop and pause and listen. And so you look at, what would you enjoy? What would that look like? And they'll be like, well, you know, I saw this class, or I saw this art thing. And so this woman I'm working with, for a long time, she had wanted to explore this aspect of her life, and she had not.
Excuse me, if I may interject, and I'll take ownership of that. I really want to hear what you share, and yet it's time for another break, Dr. Seema. So hold that thought about the woman, and we're going to go out to a break. We'll be back in a moment. Everyone, don't go away. Stay with us.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pestana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
And we are back. And before the break, Dr. Seema was just starting to share about a particular woman. So go right ahead.
Yeah, so what I was sharing, you had asked about this creativity and how that plays out. So this woman, in this period where she was feeling all this pain and loss and grief, when she was able to be willing to learn from this experience, you know, just bring up all the feelings but not get lost in them, she was able to connect and realize that she wanted to explore this creativity. So she did more of these classes and projects, and it ended up helping her heal because she started to understand herself independent of just being in this relationship, that it was possible to have joyful moments and moments of connection and moments of just creativity and moments of peace that weren't just identified with being in a relationship. And I think for any person, certainly any woman, she's also a mother to two girls, and we had this conversation that isn't this a wonderful experience that you can share with them, that we can feel this joy, and it's great if we have others to share it with. Of course, relationships are very important, but that we need not come from a place of dependency or neediness. And I thought that came together to her just going through these steps and, you know, really allowing her to explore that creativity.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And to pass that on to her young ones so that they get the nuggets ahead of time. My thinking is always, you know, if we can share with others, it may save them from going through something that would be heavier. It's lighter now because they have the tools. So you have some excellent tools there, Dr. Seema. And what you're saying, too, can overflow into someone that has a chronic illness. You know, I've seen people that focus on that creativity, even though that they're going through this tumultuous time, and that the creativity, whether it's painting, starting something, it's so key not to wait to start it right away. And then all that energy is what helps us heal whatever's happening to us physically and emotionally. It's a beautiful thing. So
yes. Yeah.
So now you have confirmation is the fifth step. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so confirmation, again, is multi-layered. First of all, the main confirmation is how we feel, really, because coaching for inner peace, it's to really experience peace on a consistent basis. And so we become attuned towards that inner journey and really taking care of that. So it's like, I feel like it's taking care of your heart like you would take care of a baby. You wouldn't just put a baby anywhere. You wouldn't just put the baby down. You would be mindful. So having that same regard for ourselves, our heart, our feelings, our emotions, and it's not selfish. It's actually just very self-affirming so that we're taking care of that and we're attending to that. And when that's off, we're becoming aware of it. And then we're trying to use the tools that we've built up, whatever those look like, and helping ourselves like explore if we're not at peace, what's triggering us, what's going on, and kind of walking ourselves through those steps again so that we, again, like you said, it's an ongoing journey, but it's like we're becoming more adept, almost staying on the balance beam, right? You know your balance, or you're riding a bike. You know, in the beginning you fall a lot, but then eventually you know how to stay balanced. The confirmation also comes in the reflection that I've had clients, this woman that I was working with, actually I'm still working with her, and so as she worked through this process, she started to see her children differently. She started to see her husband differently. So we can say, well, what changed? Did they change? Did she change? I think what happens is when our mind is emptied, we're connected, we're in this creative place, we're in a different energy. We're in a different space. People pick that up, and they have space to respond to us in a different way because we're giving them space to do that. You know, we're less reactive, so they're picking that up. So it's a beautiful thing. The confirmation comes from within. It also comes from without. And in a sense, whatever it is, it can all be used to healing. So there's no judgment. We're never failing because we're always learning. So the process is like it's circular, I would say. It's not like, you know, boom, step one, step two. It's not like that. It's sort of an ongoing process. And you just get more and more adept at it.
Right. I love that you mentioned the circular because it is. It's constantly evolving and going around and around. Many of the things that we experience that we may clear, there may be some more clearing later on. It might come and revisit. And it's honoring it all. That I think as you get to a place where you just know this is part of life and you're going through it and you want, you know, your goal is to be a kinder, compassionate, wiser person and just resonate with who you are. And I think it's a good message to send out to someone that's just awakened to their journey. I mean, we're all on it. We just may not know. But to, you know, to honor yourself wherever you are, because we're complex and it's okay and it's a beautiful thing. Imagine if we were walking around as androids with nothing, no emotion. So we're learning all this emotion, the good, bad, and the indifferent. And sometimes
Absolutely.
It's not all that fun, but yet the rewards are just magnificent.
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever we are, I love what you said. Wherever we are, it's perfect. And I believe this inner guide, this place of wisdom, whatever name we want to give it, the universe, God, whatever name that feels comfortable, it just wants to love us. Really, that's all it's about.
And that's what we want. Everybody's searching for it when it's right within us.
Yes,
Yes. Yeah.
So, what have you learned, Dr. Seema, with all your soul growth and helping others? How has it changed your life personally?
Oh my goodness, I'm just so grateful. I'm learning every day, and I learned, you know, first of all, not to take yourself so seriously, not to make this, you know, to have fun with it, and to really, you know, savor really every moment. That every moment, even moments where you're quote unquote losing it, or you know, you're not doing so great, in that moment, even in that moment, you're being held. You know, there is this presence within you that's holding you. And just, you know, how much gratitude for that. So I feel every day I'm so humbled by what I see my clients, what they share with me, just honoring them, you know, just having the courage, because it's not so easy to face these things. So I feel I learn tremendous about all of these aspects again and again. And really, as I share it, I really strengthen it. So I feel like every time, you know, whatever I'm sharing, I'm just allowing myself to learn it more.
Yes, beautifully said. So with the world the way it is, and it's tumultuous in every area, you know, how do you, I would like to hear what your perspective on how love can change things, how the work that we do can change things. And so many people say, well, what can I do? But speak to that, please.
Yeah. And I feel, you know, I feel when we are doing our part, whatever that looks like, I feel it's such a, you know, it's such a personal journey, because I feel like it's a grand symphony, and we're each here to play our instrument, and that could be whatever it is. It could be the tuba, it could just be the bell, and it could be one note, it could be the whole, it could be many parts of that music. It doesn't matter. I think us being attuned to our purpose, to what we're here to do, to our own healing, it's not nothing. I think that's huge. I think that's huge, because when we're attuned, we walk into situations taking that peace, that joy, that love, that openness with us. And I feel that that extends. And so there will be some that will receive, some that won't. But I don't know, as I do this more and more, I feel what I keep learning from my inner wisdom is to not judge, to allow things. Things work together for good. I don't understand it, but it's all coming together, and I still want to show up in openness, love, joy, that by me being sad or depressed or frustrated or angry, I'm of no use to anyone, let alone myself, but anyone else. So for me, it's really attending to what's in front of me and what feels inspired, and letting that be my guide.
Yeah, I love that shared beautifully, because yes, we need to show up and do our work, and that is felt. It's felt not only within, but everyone else can feel that as we've been talking. So, well, we're just about to the end of the show, and I want to share again for everyone out there, if you want to get in touch with Dr. Seema, and you don't have to be in New York, you can contact her through coachingforinnerpeace.org. Again, all one word, coachingforinnerpeace.org. And I want to thank you for coming on board. I've really enjoyed connecting with you. And who knows, you may come on board another time.
I would love to. Thank you so much. It's just been an honor and such a joy. I love the work that you're sharing, and I think it's just it's doing so much great, good, you know, so many good things in our world. I love the shows you offer. So really, I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we're both going to sit in humility, because that's so much that we are when you travel this journey. You're humble because of for obvious reasons. So with that said, we'll leave it as that. Thank you, and you be well. And for everyone out there, au revoir.
Seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.